Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is February 28th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news this week, Adobe has released Camera Raw 3.7. This is available for both Mac and Windows users. That's always a good thing. And this update features support for the Nikon D40, as well as cross-read capability between CS and Lightroom. So if you use Camera Raw, check out that update and get that on your system, and make sure you have the newest software running for your photography. Lexar has released two new products. First, they've got a new line of 300x UDMA compact flash cards. And second, they have two new professional-grade card readers. So if these are of any interest to you whatsoever, please check out the blog for the podcast, and I will throw the link up there for you so you can check out more about those particular new products. In Nikon news, the Coolpix is celebrating its 10-year anniversary. That's right, the Coolpix camera has been around for 10 whole years. And to celebrate, Nikon is releasing 8 new Coolpix models. Yes, you heard me correctly, 8 new Coolpix models. So if you've got somebody who wants a little point and shoot from apparently any level on, from, you know, that generic tourist, I want a camera in my back pocket to take snapshots, to people who want to do a little bit more but aren't ready for a full SLR, check out some of those new models, and one of them might be of interest to you. I have an old little Coolpix. I think it's fantastic. I haven't upgraded to one of the new ones yet, as it suits me just fine and lets me take a lot of good pictures. And I do have that in addition to my D50, which is growing and growing every day because I keep looking for new stuff. And yes, you know, the image doctors, they do it. It's NAS. It's out there. We all have it, and we have to get used to it. And you just can't avoid it, but that's a good thing. Moving on to the forums. In the Travel and Getting Together forum, I thought I might announce a couple of interesting-looking photo trips. These are going to be led by Marcel van Oosten. I hope I've pronounced that right. And he's leading two different trips in 2008. And the reason why they're being announced is because they're fairly popular, and so there are limited spaces available. The Brown Bear trip is going to be in Finland and only has 4 spots left for the trip that is going to be the 8th through the 13th of June. So if you're interested in that, please check out the blog for the link to the info on his tours. He's also leading a trip into Namibia. I can never pronounce that correctly. Namibia, in May 2008. The main trip is the 3rd through the 17th, and there are only 10 spaces left for that one, and there is going to be an extension through the 24th that is not required, but it's a possible add-on if you're interested. So if you like planning ahead and you want to get your name on the list for any one of those two trips, please check out the blog. I'll throw up the direct link to the forums. Or if you're cruising the Travel and Getting Together forum, you should see those two posts. And he's got a few pictures up there of the things you will be able to see. And he does recommend that you shouldn't be worried about professional grade gear. And you can find out more about that on the forums. Moving into the Nikkor Lenses forum, I saw an interesting post entitled, How to Tell If Your VR is Working. Well, that's a very good question from my point of view. How do you know if your VR is working? That is definitely an interesting thread to read through if you are new to VR lenses, or if you're an old hand at VR lenses and you know exactly what's going on with them and how you tell your VR has worked and when you need to shut it off For example, when using a tripod, some lenses suggest that you do turn the VR off. So check out that thread and find all about the nifty VR lenses. Moving on to a picture I took. This isn't the best of pictures, and I usually try to put up a really cool, really awesome shot, but this is a question. It's a question picture. What on earth is this bird? It looks like an anhinga. The photographer knows it looks like an anhinga, but the coloration is really off, and I'm without my bird book for the southeastern U.S. So, if you like birds, you're good at identifying birds, or Dad, pull out your book. I know you have one somewhere. Check out that picture and see if we can give some good identification feedback to one of our fellow Nikonians. That is going to be it for this week. I definitely want some feedback on to which forums you want to hear about. And it doesn't have to be a specific thread, but if you don't have a lot of time to get online and you would like to hear a few of the latest goings on from a particular forum, just drop me a line and I will be more than happy to get that information out in one of the next podcasts. And you can do that by either emailing me directly at newsflash@nikonians.org, or please get on the podcast feedback forum and drop us a line and we should get back to you that way. You can leave comments, questions, suggestions, and for me, definitely, you can always leave announcements you would like me to read on the next edition of Nikonians News Flash. I will be back, well, in March, because February is almost over. So, thank you for tuning in, and please join me next time for the next edition of Nikonians News Flash.